It's over, I notice Jack is messing around on his phone for what has to be the 10th time tonight. Odds are good that he's already hitting up some other girl. I love Jack to death, but he's always been a bit of a player. I'm actually a little surprised his most recent relationship lasted this long. Natalie was checking in to make sure you were getting adequately hammered, I say, holding up my phone to snap a picture of Jack and his collection of empty bottles. He sets his phone down and poses mid-chug, giving the camera an enthusiastic thumbs up. I send the photo to Natalie as evidence that I'm doing my job.
Man, I'm so damn lucky to have you too, Jack says between long sips. What would I do without you guys?
A little bit of alcohol always brings out his sentimental side, but I'm game for a stroll down memory lane. I decide I'll play along. I hardly remember life before the three of us were friends, I admit, shoving my phone back in my pocket. My brain must have just erased every memory prior to sophomore year biology class.
The three amigos,
Jack hollers, raising his beer in a toast.
The best lab group ever.
Yeah, only because I carried all of our grades by doing all the work, I tease, clinking my water glass against his beer.
Hey, it's not Natalie's fault that she was so bad at biology and that I had such a hair-trigger gag reflex looking at pig eyeballs,
he argues with a sloppy finger wag. 4 must be the magic number of beers for Jack. I've got to remember to give him grief tomorrow about what a lightweight he's become.
Yeah, I remember. That private school she transferred in from didn't teach bio until junior year. What was your excuse?
I pick through the bar mix and flick a peanut at Jack's head.
Laziness and a queasy stomach, mostly, he says after trying to bat the peanut away a little too late. It hits him square between the eyes and bounces across the floor. His reflexes are gone. He's officially drunk.
You should be thanking me. That was the class that made you want to become a doctor. I was just letting you discover your passion.
I'm a pediatrician, and he's right, I love my job, so I really can't argue. And I was just saving you from flunking science class. Downing the rest of his beer, he shoots me the bird and then reaches for the bar mix to find some ammo of his own, eventually settling on a pretzel rod. I let him take his shot, lining up the pretzel like a javelin and tossing it at me. He's obviously aiming for the third me that he sees, and he misses by a long shot. The pretzel goes hurtling across the bar, nailing some unsuspecting sucker in the back of the head. And that's our cue to close the tab. I wave over the bartender and slide my Amex card across the bar, which gets me a confused look from Jack.
Why the hell are you paying?
He asks, his brow furrowed.
You just got water.
Yeah, and you just got dumped, I say, scribbling my signature across the receipt and stuffing a $10 bill in the tip jar. Now come on, let's get out of here. As I walk and Jack stumbles across the parking lot, I shoot Natalie a quick text to let her know I've completed my mission of getting Jack drunk and that we're headed home. The radio starts as soon as I turn the key in the ignition, some catchy pop love song that Jack immediately switches. He stays diligent on the radio dial, changing the station every time a song mentions a girl or a kiss or anything else even sort of related to romance. I feel bad for the poor guy. Apparently his ex has left his heart in freaking tatters, and this is so out of my element with him. He's always been the love 'em and leave 'em heartbreaker, not at all the type to get dumped and feel like shit about it.
All these goddamn love songs,
he mumbles, throwing in the towel and shutting the radio off altogether.
I'm sick of this shit. Women suck. All they do is steal your sweatshirts, cram all their shit into your bathroom, and then leave when they're bored of you.
Before I can form a counter-argument, he's pointing at a fast food restaurant ahead.
Dude, let's get something to eat.
I don't even bother trying to stifle my annoyance as I pull up to the drive-thru, asking the girl on the intercom to give us a minute to decide.
What do you want, Jack? A burger? Fries? I want a woman who isn't gonna completely screw me over,
he grumbles, giving the glove compartment a swift kick of frustration.
Burger and fries it is.
I place his order and pull forward to pay. Jack is either too buzzed or too sad to give me shit about paying this time, but his mood lightens a bit when I pass him the bag of hot, greasy goodness packed with more calories than he's probably consumed all day. Well, except for the liquid kind of calories. Hopefully those fries will soak up some of the alcohol in his system and make his hungover ass slightly more bearable tomorrow. He tears into his fries with a satisfied grunt.
Fries are so good.